Yesterday we discussed the Tosfos and our daf regarding Kol Leibe de Rab Minei. Tosfos Dibra Hamaskol Rab Nachun Yehi quotes a Gemara in Shabbos. Hamotzi Ochlim Bekli. He carries on Shabbos food in a container. He thought that it's permissible to carry food on Shabbos like on Yom Tov Ochel Nefesh. He didn't know that you're not allowed to carry food, but the container he knew you're not allowed to carry. So the Gemara says he's chayv misa, chayv skil on the container, and he's chayv chatos on the oichlin. So Tosfos says the kasha, why don't you say kam lebi de rab mine? If he's chayv misa for the kli, let it pater from the korban. So Tosfos says no, kam lebi de rab mine only paters from tashlum, and it doesn't pater from korbanos. Then why not? Because the korban is lekaparas. So then the previous Tosfos comes up with a chiddush. That just like a korban is a kapara, sometimes tashlum imamin is kapara. Where do you have tashlum imamin that's kapara? So Tosfos comes up with a big chiddush. They discovered a mishnah in Trumas that there's a difference between a zar shochal truma b'mezid is chay misa b'dei shamayim. Zar shochal truma b'sheigeg needs a kapara, because since he violated the avera, if he would have violated the avera b'mezid, he would have been chayim misa b'dei shamayim. So now that he violated the avera b'sheigeg, he did some kind of kapara. So he gets a kapara by giving kerev chaymish. It has to be moisef chaymish. And the tashlumin, he can't make out a check. Let's say he drank a cup of wine, that was truma. So regular wine, you drink a cup, because costs a dollar for a cup of wine. Truma is worth less because truma only kohanim can eat it, and can't eat it in a state of tumah. You have to eat it when you tohar, so it's not as valuable as chulin dika wine that you can, even a zar can eat it, can even eat it in a state of tumah. So the cup of wine, if it's truma, a cup of wine if it's chulin is worth a dollar. A cup of wine if it's chulin is worth 25 cents. Fine. So the zar shochal truma b'mezid, zar shochal truma b'mezid, osagile b'kaparas. So he doesn't have to give kerem b'chaymesh, but he had no right to steal the truma. He was mafrid truma and never gave it away to the kohen. Or he gave it to the kohen and he stole it from it. Then someone stole it from the kohen. So they have to pay like a gazlan. So you have to pay the 25 cents. You have to pay the kohen. That you can pay by check or by cash. But the zar shochal truma b'shegeg needs a kapara, and it's sagilei b'kapara. So he'll get a kapara if he gives kerem chaymish, but the Mishnah has a din, learned that from a pasuk in Chumash, a din deraisa, that tashlum and nepochem lios truma. You can't make out a check or give money. If you ate truma that was wine, so you have to give that amount of wine, and the wine that you give to the kohen, chulin, the wine that you give to the kohen, becomes kodesh, becomes truma. And now if a zar will drink that, he'll be chay misa b'dei shamayim. You have to give davar harayli as kodesh. If you ate truma potatoes, then you have to give chulin of potatoes, and the chulin of potatoes will be nepachm lios truma. They'll become truma. So the two differences between, three differences that the Mishnah has between zar shachal truma b'mezid, zar shachal truma b'shegi. Zar shachal truma b'mezid is only chayv keren, is not chayv chaymesh. And and if the kohen wants to be moichel, he can be moichel. A gazlan, the guy drank my truma instead of giving it to me. He stole it from me. He drank the truma. So if it's my truma, so I can be moichel the quarter. So you don't give chaymish, and you don't have to give davar harayli as kodesh. He can pay by check or by cash. And if the kohen wants that, he can be moichel. By zar shachal truma b'shegeg, you have to give kerem b'chaymish. You have to give davar harayli as kodesh. If he drank wine of truma, you have to give wine of chulin, and it converts to become truma when you give it to the kohen. And if the kohen wants to be moichel, he cannot be moichel. So Tosfos was wondering, why can't he be moichel? The Mishnah doesn't explain why. The Mishnah in Trumas that Tosfos quotes, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, says, "Imratzah kohen limchel, eni ochel limchel." Why not? So Tosfos is guessing. So they think that's the pshat, that when the zar shochal truma b'shegeg, the tashlumin is kapara. So kapara is a third category of mamin. There's mamin and there's knas. And the major difference between Mammon and Knas is that Moedah B'Knas is Potter. By Mammon, you say, Hados Baldin Kemeid and Dami, you are Chayiv. But then there's a third category of Tashlum and Mammon that's called Kapara. How many things fall under that category? So the Gemara says, Kufra Kapara. If a Shara Muad kills an Adam, the Baal HaShor has to pay Kaifer. The Gemara says in a few places, Kufra Kapara. It's a discussion, Kufra Mamayna, Kufra Kapara. We pass in Kufra Kapara. So Tosin wants to know, what's the Tosin is there in Baba Kama? He asks the question, what's the difference whether Kufra Mamayna or Kufra Kapara? It's the same amount of money anyway. So Tosin says, no, there are a few differences. One difference is, my Shara Muad killed an Adam, I have to pay Kaifa to the Yorshim. What if the Yorshim say, we're multimillionaires, we don't need your $1 million? He's going to pay how much the person would be. The my Shara Muad killed an Adam. The Adam was, let's say, 85 years old. If I would sell the Adam as an Eved, how much would you get? Would you get the $1 million? He's 81 years old already. You get whatever you get, a couple of $100,000 or something. He can do some work. He's still worth something. So what's the difference whether the $1 million that you pay is mamayna kapara? So Tosfos asks the question. So they say one difference is whether kam lebi rab mina would apply, because Tosfos came up with the chiddush that kam lebi rab mina doesn't pater korban and it doesn't pater achi of tashlume mamen, that's kapara. So Tosfos says that the zar she'ochal truma b'shogeg is tashlume kapara, and therefore it's not covered with kam lebi de rab minei. Yeah. How do they know that tashlume, the koyin shochal, the zar shochal truma b'shogeg, the kerem chaimish is kapara? Because the Mishnah says you can't be meichel. Why can't you be meichel? So Tosfos says that must be why. Because not only kufra kapara, the kerem chaimish of the zar shochal truma b'shogeg is also kapara, and therefore there's no mechilo. So there's such a here, there's a Tosfos in Baba Kama and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. My love, Kaifer Loy Domim. So Tosfos wants to know, what's the difference with the Kufra Mamayna Kufra Kapar? It's the same amount of money. So they say, one Nafkamina is Mechila. One Nafkamina is Kom Lebi Dirab Mine. And another Nafkamina Tosfos has is, we have a Din in Kapar La Mesim. Let's say a person was obligated to bring a chatos or an osham to get kapara. And then the person dies before he had a chance to bring the carbon. Let's say he was mafresh the carbon, but they were never makrivit while he was alive. Let's say a person was mafresh an oila or a shlamim while he's alive and he dies. So you makriv the carbon. If you have an oila, you have a shlamim, you makrivit. But if a person set aside a chatos or an osham and he dies, then Tosfos says, "Ain kapara lamesim." You can't bring a korban for the purpose of kapara if a person is not alive. So not only Tosfos says a chiddush, not only do you say, "Ain kapara lamesim," with respect to hakrobas korbanas, if the person who died set aside a chatus or a nashim while he was alive, you can't be makrivit after he dies. Chatus hamesim by leha lemisa ozlo. It's one of the chomish chatos hamesis. If it's a chatos, if it's a nashim, you don't do this. But if it's a chatos, you lock it up in a building and you let it die from starvation. If it's an osham, shemesa by law, you can't be makar if it is an osham. You wait till it gets a mum, then you pay it and use the money to bring an oila. How did the osham all of a sudden become an oila? So that's what your hoyada hakoyin. We mentioned, I think. There's a Mishnah Shkolim that quotes your hoyada hakoyin. He was a koyin gadol in the days of Tanakh. In Sefer Melachim, that's the Haftarah that we learn on Shabbos Parsha Shkolim, that Yehoyada HaKoyin darshan the Pasuk in Chumash, and he came up with a drasha of a Torah Shabbal Peh, that Moshe Kachi Kachim Karev Oilo. We said it then. Let's say I set aside $1,000 to bring a Korban Chatos. I come to Yerushalayim and I succeed in getting a Chatos for $900. So what do I do with the leftover $100? So the Gemara, that's Yehoyada HaKoyin, learned that from a Pasuk in Chumash, a drasha of Torah Shabbal Peh, that the leftover money from not only from Chatos, Moshe Chatos Korevoyla, Moshe Kachi Kachim Korevoyla, the same thing applies to Anoshim as well. If you have, by Chatos also, by Chatos, Mesa by Leho, the din really should have been, you should wait till it gets a mum and be paid it and use the money to buy an oila. But the halacha l'moshe Messina steps in and says there are chomish chatos hamesas. But if it's let's say an osham shemes meis bailov, not a chatos shemesa by la. Oshem, you don't have the din. Chamish chatos ames only by chatos. You lock it up in a room and you let it die from starvation. If it's an oshem, there is no such halacha Moshe Sinai of mesa. So then the regular din, it reverts back to the regular din. What's a regular din? You have an oshem that can't be makra. There's an oshem. Because in kapor la mesim, the bala korban died. He can't get a kapor after he's dead. So it's a moisa kachin kachin karev ilo. You wait till it gets a mum, then you pay it, and you take the money, and you buy a korban ilo. So again, so the Tosfos in Bava Kamma raises this issue. He said, "Amem gimla man aleph." When the Gemara is not sure whether kufra kapor or kufra mamayna, so Tosfos says, "What's the difference?" They start rattling off differences. There's such a similar Tosfos, but longer in Ksubis Laman Amid Beis Dima Maschal Zar Sheochal. Zar Sheochal. So if you read the Tosfos slowly, carefully, they have around six nafkaminas lahalocha between mamon and knas on the one hand and kapora on the other hand. So one difference is mechila. That's Tosfos chiddush. The yorshin can't be meichel. The koifer because kufra kapor. If it would have been kufra mamon, there would be the balim to be meichel. But kufra kapor means I have to do a mitzvah. I need a kapora. So what does it help that they don't want to accept the money, but I need a kapara, so they have to accept. They're not balabatim. They're not the bailam that they should have the right to be meichel. It's like I want to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash and the kohen doesn't want to be makriv on my behalf. What do you mean you don't want? I'm a chuyiv. So I'm a chuyiv to give kufra kapara. The yorshim are not the balabatim. They say they don't want to accept it. That's what they says. They can't be meichel because it's my mitzvah. So one thing is that kapara eid echod is neman. Eid Echad is not Neman by Mammon, not by Mammon, not by Knas, but by Kapar, it's a Gemara in Bava Kamma. Eid Echad is Neman. And in Kapar la Mesim, if the person, let's say it was my Shor Amud that killed an Adam, and I didn't have a chance to pay the Kofer till I die. So after I died, the Yorshim cannot collect from my Nechasim, from my assets. In Kapar la Mesim, if I owed money, if I owed Mammon, so they can collect after I died from my karkos. You can't collect metaltalim. But karka, you can't collect. You can only collect from the karka of the person who died if it's a chi of mum. But if it's a chi of kapara, so that ain't kapara la mesim. There's no mechila and so on, a whole bunch of differences. Yeah. Where do Tosfos get all of these differences? So the truth of the matter, this is really a beferish gemara in Bava Kamma. Where the Gemara in Bava Kamma discusses, there's another, how many times do you have a din of Keren v'chaymish? You have Zar Sheochal Truma b'Shoigeg, Zar Sheochal Truma b'Meizid is Chay Misa b'Dei Shemaim. So Zar Sheochal Truma b'Shoigeg needs a kapara, so he gets the kapara by giving Keren v'chaymish. So that Tosfos claims that's kapara, you can't be Meichel, and Kam Levi the Rab Minei wouldn't apply there. Whereas they have Keren v'chaymish, Moyel behegdish. Someone is nanaman hegdish, so he has to give keren v'chaymish. Chaymish means 25% more. After you pay it, it's going to be 1/5 of the sum total of amount of money that you give him. But it's really 25%. It's not 20%. Where's the third place where you give keren v'chaymish? So the Torah has a din. There are more cases too. But the Torah has a din. Let's say I swore there's an institution of Hashem Gizelus. There are six Hashemas. Hashem Gzelos, Hashem Milos, Hashem Shivcha Harufa, Hashem Nozer, Hashem Mitzora, Hashem Talui. It's a Mishnah Nezer Mekayman. It's printed in the Siddur before Baruch Sha'amar. So the first one is Hashem Gzelos. Hashem Gzelos means if I swear falsely that I don't owe you money, and then I admit that I swore falsely. So I swore falsely that I don't owe you $1,000, and then I admit that I did owe it. I have to give you the $1,000, that's a double portion. Then I have to give an additional 25%. And because I swore falsely, I have to bring Hashem Gizelus, one of the six Hashemas, Hashem Gizelus. So the Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma has a discussion regarding that din of Hashem of Keren v'chaymish, Hashem Gizelus, here it is, and Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis in Bava Kamma starts 20 lines from the top of the Amud. So the Gemara there raises a question whether the Keren v'chaymish that you pay when the person was nishba la sheker because he didn't want to pay the amount of money. So he's kofetz v'nishba. He swears on his own. Bezin didn't ask him to swear. He volunteers on his own. He swears he doesn't owe the money. And then he admits that he swore falsely and he was lying to the other fellow. So he has to pay karmachem. So the Gemara proves in the Mishnah that it's not kapara. Why did they have a shaila that it should be kapara? So the way Tosis explains that the Kerem HaChemish by the Zar Shochal Truma B'Shegeg, that Kerem HaChemish is Kapara. So that's why the Gemara thought, maybe Kerem HaChemish by Hashem Gzelos is also Kapara. The Gemara proves, no, it's not Kapara, because the Mishnah says that even if the Ganef died, you collect from the Yorshim. Even if the Ganef died, you collect from the Yorshim. So you see that if it would have been kapara, we should have said en kapara la mesim. That's what Tosis got this whole idea from, that there are three different types of tashlumi mammon. There's mammon and there's knas that we're familiar with, and kapara is a third category with all the nafkaminas. So Tosis came up with the chiddush that mechila, the people cannot be moichel if the chiyuv is kapara. The other party has no right to be moichel. If it's a chiyuv mammon that I owe you, so you say you're moichel. But if it's a chiv kapara, that's not fair. That's like I'll bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash and the kohen says he doesn't want to be makrevit. But I need a kapara. So here also, if the chiv tashlumi, kerem HaChemish is kapara, so the people have to accept it from me. They have no right to be machal. I won't get any kapara if they don't accept it. So how did Tosis prove that the Zar She'ochal Truma B'Shegeg is a chiv kapara? So they proved it from the Mishnah in Trumas, that they quoted Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, that the Mishnah says in Trumas, Amratz HaKad Limchol, Eni Ochel Limchol. If the Zab was Ochel Truma B'Shegeg, and he owes Karim HaChemish to the Kohen not allowed to be Mechel. So what could the reason be? So they said, it must be because it's Kapara, and Mechila doesn't work by Kapara. So the Rash Mishans, Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishans, is one of the Bali HaTosfos. Think he was a Talmud of the Ri, who was a Talmud of the Rabbi Natam. The Ri was a nephew of the Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam had a sister, and the sister's son was the Ri Azokin Balatosis. And the Rash Mishans was a Talmud of the Ri Azokin. So the Rash HaMishnayis, the Rash has on Mishnayis Taurus and on Zroim. So on Mishnayis Trumas, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, the Rash quotes Tosis that the reason why there's no Mechila is because it's kapara, and he says he doesn't see how it's muchrach to say that. He said it's not muchrach at all. He has a different reason why it can't be meichel. The Rash holds that mechila, there's a fundamental question in the Rishonim. How does mechila work? Let's say I borrowed $1,000 from you, and then you say, when it's time to pay, I'm ready to pay. You say you're meichel. So I say, oh, thank you very much. And then half a year later, you get angry at me, and you say, you change your mind, you're not Meuchel. You want me to pay you the $1,000. I say, sorry, you were already Meuchel a half a year ago. You can't back out now. Where did the Tanoim know? What's the basis of that din? How do you know this? How is such a din? How does it work? So the Tosfos assumes that Mechila works. You're Oike the Chiyuv. Since I owe you the $1,000 and you're Meuchel, so you're Balabos to cancel the Chiyuv. The Rash HaMishnayis hold that there is no such thing. You can't be Oike a Chiyuv. The Torah said that there's a chiyuv over here. I borrowed $1,000 or I smashed into your car, so I owe you $1,000 of damages, whatever it is. So why should you be able to be meichel? So the Rash learns is not true. If I would have given you the $1,000, then I would make a piron, so then you have the right to give it back to me. So if I have the $1,000 I want to pay you, and you say you're meichel, say mechil is considered his kabalti. Mechila is considered as if I had paid up the $1,000 and he gave it back to me. So it's considered parua. That's why you have no right to ask a second time. So the Rash writes, Bamedvar Mamurim, when do you say the Mechila is his kabalti? Mechila is considered as if I did a piron, because if I would have given you the money, you could have accepted it. That would be the piron. You would give it back to me a minute later. So why do I have to afuha matar to lamle? I don't want to have to go through the pantomime. They give you the $1,000, you're going to give it back. You say, I consider it as if you gave me the $1,000. So if you're considering as if, even if I don't have the $1,000 in my pocket, I say, I don't have the money. I'd like to pay you back the $1,000. I don't have the money. You say, you're Michael. So it's considered as if I gave you the money, you gave it back. So the Rash says, by medvar mamurim, when there's a chi of mammon, that the Torah doesn't tell me how you have to pay it. Let's say I borrowed $1,000. So when I pay back, I can pay back by check, or I can pay back by 1,000 single dollars. I'm sure you're not interested in getting 1,000 single dollars. You probably want 10 $100 bills or $1,000 bill, if such a thing exists. Probably does exist. Okay. So you want a reasonable way. Or let's say I have a silver piece of jewelry that's worth $1,000, worth more than $1,000. And I give you the piece of jewelry, so I can pay with Shavu Kesef also. I can pay anything. So Mechila is considered Kehis Kabalti. It's also a form of Piron. Whatever we agree to is considered a Piron. If both parties agree, it's considered a Piron. So the Rash writes on Mishnah is Bamed Dvar Mamurim. When do you say Mechila works? Because Mechila is considered as if he paid it. That's when the Torah doesn't tell you a specific form that the payment has to have. But Bazar Shoch Al Truma B'Shoigeg, Torah says if he drank wine of Truma, he has to pay him back wine of Chulin, and the wine of Chulin turns into Truma. If he ate potatoes of Truma B'Shoigeg, he has to give him back potatoes of Chulin, and when he gives it to the Kohen, it converts to become potatoes of Truma. You have to give davar haroi lias kodesh and a tashlum and a pachim lias kodesh. When the zar she'achal gives the peiros to the kohen as tashlumin, so then the tashlumin themselves convert to become trum. So if the Torah gives you a specific form how the tashlumin has to take place, you have to give a davar haroi lias kodesh. You can't pay by check and you can't pay by cash. You can't give silver jewelry. You can't give shava kesef. One specific form. So what does it help that the fellow is going to be Mechila? Mechila always works because Mechila is also a form of Piron. It's considered as if I gave it and you gave it back. But over here, the Torah gives a specific form. You only yotze the Piron of this chayv if you give davar haroi lias kodesh. The Rash disagrees with Tosis. He doesn't see that you should split hairs over here. Tosis says over here, Azar she'ochal truma b'shoigeg pays kamechaimesh, that's kapara. So because it's kapara, it's not subject to kam lebedir abmine. That's the long tesis, dima mascha man yeshoimim. So they say because the tashlum is azar she'ochal truma b'shoigeg is kapara, kam lebedir abmine cannot cancel that. But over here, by person was nenem and ahegdish b'shoigeg, one is nenem and ahegdish b'meizid, violated a serious avera. That's called me'ilah, is ma'al b'hegdish. Taisus quotes, there's one opinion, Rebbe, in the Taisus, Man Yeshomim. So Taisus quotes, Lekamon daf lamed beis, Omen Aleph, Rebbe's opinion is, that's Rabbi Yudah Nasi, his opinion, he's a b'mila, is Misa b'dei Shamayim. And the Chachamim disagree that it's not Misa b'dei Shamayim. It's taka interesting, why Zar she'ochal truma b'meizid, everyone agrees it's Misa b'dei Shamayim, it's a pasuk. And a person is then a menahegdish is a machlokes hatanoim, and we really don't hold like Rebbe. We hold that it's not misa b'dei shamayim. How many people are chay misa b'dei shamayim? A very short list. I think it's less than 10. I think there are less than 10 averes that you chay misa b'dei shamayim. There are 36. The first Mishnah in Krisis lists off the lamed vav krisis hamur is batar. 36 instances where a person violates a din and is chayv koris. And 33 out of the 36, you're chai v'chatas. And 3 out of the 36, you're not chai v'chatas. Okay. But how many yaveiros are there in the Torah that you're chai misa v'shamayim? Very few. So there's a machlekes, Rabbi and Rabbanon, by hizid b'me'ilo, if a person was moel behegdish b'meizid. So that's interesting. If a zar is ochal truma b'meizid, is misa v'dei shamayim. And if a person eats a korban oila b'meizid, we paskan there's no misa v'dei shamayim. Hizid b'me'ilo. I would have thought that it should be mochomer. No. I would have thought that hegdish, that you're not allowed to be nenem and a hegdish, would have thought that should be mochomer than zar she'ochal truma b'meizid. Zar she'ochal truma b'meizid is a pasuk that is misa b'dei shamayim. So I don't know why, but that's the din. We assume the loike rebbe, it's yochid v'rab malochi ke rabim. We don't pass like rebbe. We assume zar she'ochal truma b'meizid. We assume that hizid b'me'ila, a person violates moel behegdish b'meizid, is not chay misa b'dei shamayim. So this is strange over here in the Gemara, that what? The Gemara quotes the Tanya about 12 lines from the bottom of Chav Tesim and Aleph, and the Gemara, Hegdish b'moed mal yeshamim loy mal man yeshamim. The Gemara says Rav Nachman mir hakana because kam leib the rabmanay cancels the chiyuv. So Tosfos says kam leib the rabmanay doesn't cancel the chiyuv hasham eilus. Kam leib the rabmanay cancels the chiyuv karam v'chaimish. Whenever there's no karam v'chaimish, then meila there's no korban hasham eilus. That's what the Tosfos explains. The last two lines in the Tosfos Rav Nachman yehi. The tirates, the balatosis, the revolt balatosis explained. Kibun the potem mekarem lechemish potem nam yukarmish ein hasham eilus bo elakishish karem lechemish. So come lebi the rab minay does pater karem lechemish of meila behegdish, but it doesn't pater karem lechemish of zar shochal truma b'shegeg. Because zar shochal truma b'shegeg karem lechemish is kapara. So come lebi the rab minay doesn't pater from a korban. That's the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Tzadik Dalet, because korban is kapara. So come lebi the rabbanei doesn't pater from a chi of mammon, that's kapara either. But come lebi the rabbanei does pater from the chi of karam v'chaimish of neila, because that's a plain chi of gezel. That's interesting. That's interesting. That karam v'chaimish of neila behegdish is not kapara, it's just plain tashlumen. And karam v'chaimish of zar shochal truma b'shegig, that's kapara. So that's what the Rash is not so convinced that it's so. He thinks that the reason why there's no Tashlumin, he thinks that even by Zar She'ochal Truma B'Shegeg, it's also not Kapara. Gemara never said. Gemara said Kufra Kapara. Gemara never said that the Zar She'ochal Truma B'Shegeg, the Karam Chaimish is Kapara. That was Tosfos HaChidush. Based on this, the sole shred of evidence is that Mishnah that you can't be Moichel. So the Rash gave a different explanation. The Rash said because Mechila is Kipiroim. Mechila always works with Torah's Piran, and only works when the Torah didn't specify what form the Piran should take. So whatever they make up, whatever the Malva and the Lova both agree, whatever they both agree to, that's called the Piran. Let's say I owe you $1,000, and I have to pay back the money. So you say, I'll tell you what, instead of paying me the $1,000, make out a check to my favorite charity for $1,000. So when I make out the check and I pay to the charity, that's the Piran. Because we both agreed. You said I should make out, or you say, instead of giving it to me, give it to my children. My children are getting married next week. So come and give them $1,000 check. That'll be my, the $1,000 that you owe me, give it to the children, and that'll be the pirun. So fine, that's what he said. Or he says, put it in an envelope and drop it in the mailbox. I put the cash in the envelope, drop it in the mailbox, and you never get it. They never deliver the money to you. So the money is lost. But you told me that's what I should do. That's called the Piran, whatever we both agreed to. And Malva agreed that I should put the cash in an envelope and mail it to him. And he believes me that I did it. So that's called the Piran. So that's a big machlok, is how does Mechila work? How does Mechila work? The Stipula has a sefer on Sanhedrin, Kehilas Yankiv. On Davov, Tosfos talks a little bit about Mechila and its Tzricha Kinyan. How does Mechila work? So the Stipula quotes there are three opinions. That the Shita's Balei HaTosfos is that when I owe you money and you're Moichel, you're Oikeh the Chiyuv. And that's why you're not the Balei HaBos to be Oikeh the Chiyuv whenever it's a Chiyuv Kapara. When it's a Chiyuv Mamon HaKnas, you're the Balei HaBos to be Moichel. The Chiyuv is to you. When it's Kapara, that's the way I have to get the Kapara, by giving you money. But you're not a Balei HaBos. It's like a Kapara as if I'm giving the money LaShamayim, and the Rebbe Shlom wants I should give it to you. Yeah. After I give it, then you can give it back if you want, but you can't be Meichel in advance. Mechila doesn't work. So Tosfos holds, Mechila means that you're the Balei HaBos to be Oikeh the Chiyuv. And the Rash Mishansa, Mishnayos Trumas, learned Mechila works because it's a form of Piroim. And whenever the Torah tells you a specific form how you have to do the Piroim, like Zar She'ochal Truma B'Shegeg, Mechila wouldn't work. And then the Stipula quotes the Mordechai there in Sanhedrin on Davov, on Menalev, has a third idea. Mechila works because it's a kinyan chotzer, an einfall. Mechila works, what do you mean a kinyan chotzer? Let's say I put something into your chotzer. I put something, I want you to be kinder. So the Gemara has a din. Chotzer v'shaladim kinder lo shalai midaitai. Even if you don't even know that it fell into the chotzer. Unless you know about it, then you don't want it. Chotzer is not kinder bal korcha. That's a tesis in Cheskes Habatim. Chotzer is not kind of bal korchai, but chotzer v'shaladim is kind of lo shaloi midaitai. So if I have an actual item, I have a piece of jewelry and I put it in your chatzer. I want you to be kaina. So then you'll be kaina. Fine. So here, the loiba owes money to the malva. So there's a chov. There's an abstract chov that the loiba owes to the malva. The malva says you can keep it. So we visualize as if in abstract, the chov is in the rishus. The chov is an abstract thing. It's not a tangible thing. There's an abstract chov. So as if the chov is in the rishus of the loiba, because the loiba didn't pay it yet. Then the malva says you can keep it. So as if the abstract chayv is in the abstract rishus of the loiva, so the loiva is kaina the chayv with a kinyan chotzer. Quite an abstract concept, a kinyan chotzer. The shaila will be, can you be moichel bal karchoy? Let's say you owe me $1,000 and you want to pay the money. And I say, I'm moichel. So you say, no, you don't want the mechila. You don't want any favors. You refuse to accept the mechila. You want to pay the $1,000. I say, no, I'm not accepting the money from you. I'm moichel to you. And then a week goes by and we get angry at each other. And then I say, remember last week I was moichel? You never accepted the mechila. Now I want you to pay me the $1,000. And next week you're angry at me. So you don't want to pay. So because last week you didn't want to accept the mechila. Now we're angry. So now you do want to accept the mechila. So what's the din? I was mechil you last week, and at the time that I was mechil, you refused to accept the mechila. So if mechila works, because the fellas, if it's considered piron, so he never accepted it. He never did the piron. He can't have a piron bal karche. But if mechila works because the malva can be oike the chiyuv, has nothing to do with the loiva. Malva makes a declaration. He doesn't want the chiv. The Torah only says there's a chiv because l'toivas the malva. Malva says, I don't want it, so he has the right to be oiker. But if you say that that mechila works because it's a form of piron, so here the loiva didn't want to participate in the piron, so he never did a piron. And if you say mechila works because it's an abstract chiv, and it's an abstract rishus of the loiva, so it's kinyan chotzer, that's what the Mordecha says, kinyan chotzer. So chotzer is not kind of bal korchoi shel balo chotzer. And the loiva says, I refuse to accept the mechila. So that's a big discussion at Paskin, where the mechila works bal korchoi. If the malva is mechel the loiva, and the loiva doesn't want to accept the mechila, it doesn't work. So the disciple writes, it should really depend on these three explanations that the Rishonim gave. How does mechila work?
Rabbi, is it clear how we Paskin?
How do we pass my mechila bal korchai?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I think it's a machlekes the later poskim. Maybe the Nesivis and others. I don't remember. Not that clear. Okay, so this is an important topic. That was all business. That was from yesterday. Okay.
Rabbi. Also, is Pidyon Hektish, redeeming Hektish, the Chumash, is that considered a Kapara or a Mamon?
Neither. No. That's another case of Kerem B'Chaymish. That's neither. If the same person who is Magdash it is Paida it, then he has to be Moisiv Chaymish. If anybody else is Paida, he gives Kerem. He gives how much the thing is worth. If he wants to give more, he can give more. The Gizbo will be thrilled to accept more. Let's say that someone donated a gold watch to Hektish that's worth $1,000. Someone else wants to be paid by giving $100,000. So the Gizbo will be thrilled to take more. He tells you the minimum. The minimum bid I'll take is $1,000. And then he auctions it off to the highest bidder. So someone is paid the Hegdish. So if the one who is Magdish wants to be paid there, and the diamond and the golden watch or whatever, the diamond watch is worth $1,000, then he has to give $1,250. He can't be paid less than giving Karen Bechaymish. If the Magdish Moisev Chaimish, that's Psukim and Chumash, in the end of Chumash Vayikra. If the one who is Magdish it is Poydet, he has to be Moisev Chaimish. So we're learning Psachim this year. We had a whole discussion today about Dini Mamas. You would think that we're learning Bava Kamma or something, Aksubis, and Daf Lamin on Beis, but this is in Psachim, right? So the So we left off in the middle of everything over here. Nachama, what do we have? We had a Mishnah. Let's go back a little bit. The Mishnah Chof Chesem and Aleph says there is a din of Chametz Shavu La Pesach Asa Banoa, and Chametz Shel Nachri Shavu La Pesach is Muta Banoa. So the Gemara said, Mani Masis and Loiker Reb Yudah, Loiker Reb Shimon, Loiker Reb Yosef Glili. So the Gemara finally quoted Rava. Rava said, no, the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. Shimon holds Chametz Shavu La Pesach is Muta Min HaTorah. But the Rabbanon, Reb Shimon agrees, Omar Rava, that's about 15 lines from the top of Chav Tesem and Aleph. I think we said it yesterday. Rava Amar, Lioilam Reb Shimon, he, Reb Shimon Knasa Kanas, Obi Arbalev, Bal Yorabai Motze. And that's why he says, Mishum Shenema. Shenema means that it's a din deraisa. And in the Mishnah by us, it says Shenema. Shenema, Leiwala Chasor. So the Gemara corrected the Girsa that it should say Mishum Shenema. What does it mean? Chomet shall Yisrael shavar la pesach hasmano mishum shenemar, because there's a pasuk in Chumash that bal yiroe, and the fellow violated bal yiroe, so the chachamim made a penalty and they said it's asa bahano. So it's interesting. The Gemara continues with this theme on the next daf on lamed amid aleph. Here, four lines from the top. So the Gemara says, "Ami amar Rabbi Hachi." Rabbi says, "Chomet shavar all of our pesach." Is not b'mashuhu. Chometz b'pesach is b'mashuhu. That's going to be the next long sugya. Chometz b'pesach is b'mashuhu. The way we have the gears in the Gemara, Tos is there. Lamed amid aleph. Tos quotes the Rabbi Natam and the Shiltas who hold not so. The chometz b'pesach is not b'mashuhu. But Tos writes on the last line, even though the Rabbi Natam held that opinion, the last line of Tos, b'chometz b'pesach. That the Rabbi Natam holds it, it's not b'mashu. He didn't pass in halacha. Lo yoseh Rabbi Natam ma'isa. Afagav the b'shultes the Rabbi Chai Nami Yisa the Rabbi Isle gam b'chametz b'nois and tam. The shultes writes b'ferish that according to Rabbi chametz is batel b'shishin. It's not b'mashu b'pesach, and the Rabbi Natam holds that that's more correct. But he wouldn't go against Rashi. The Rashbam was the older brother. The Rashbam learned with Rashi. So the Rashbam doesn't disagree with Rashi. He always goes with Rashi's girsa and Rashi's pshat. And the Rabbi Natam was a young boy when Rashi died. He didn't learn with Rashi. So he felt freer to disagree with Rashi. So he wore tefillin, the Rabbi Natam. He didn't wear tefillin, the Rashi. He changed a lot of things. He disagreed with Rashi. So over here, the Rabbi Natam disagreed with Rashi, but below. But he did halacha lemaisa, he wouldn't paskan like that against Rashi because that was the psak hamakubal, was like Rashi, not like the shiltas. So Rava makes a statement that chometz b'pesach, the way we have the gears, chometz b'pesach is b'mashuhu, b'chometz sh'over all about pesach is batel. So the Gemara asks, why is it batel? Mi amar Rabbi Hachi, here, the fourth line from the top on Lamin Amid Aleph. Mi amar Rabbi Hachi, how can it be? That's what Rabbi said. The Chomet Shavu La Pesach is batel. V'amar Rabbi, Reb Shimon Knosa, Kokonis, Rabbi, Bal Yorabai, Matze. Rabbi interpreted in the Mishnah, should say, Mishum Shenema. It's a penalty, Mid Rabbanim, because he violated Bal Yorabai, Matze. If it's Chemtu Shal Nochri, and the Nochri didn't violate anything, so there's no penalty. But Chemtu Shal Yisrael, there's a penalty, so we penalize him, and it's also. So why does Rabbi say that it's bottle? Everything more, it's not a kasha. Hanimili, when does Rabbi say knasa kokon? Hanimili, the end. If the chomet shavah pesach is still intact, but avalai de taruvis like if it's betaruvis, then it's bottle. How much of betaruvis do you need? So you look in the tour. This machlekes Rashi in the tour. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Rashi writes here. Twice. Here the bottom Rashi on Chof Tes Amid Beis. So Rashi writes, Kireb Shimon de Lachazmana, Chomet Shavu La Pesach, is called Lachazmana Shori. Afila Benois and Tam Nami Shori, even if you don't have Shishim. My Rabbi says the Chomet Shavu La Pesach is Batel, doesn't mean that it's not B'mashahu. You don't even need Shishim. As long as you have a rive against it, it's less than 50%. And all the rest is non-chometz items. So if it's less than 50% bottle derived, afilu b'nois and tam, even though you don't have shishim. And Rashi repeats it again on Lamed Amid Aleph, even though, but as the rabba the taimei, even though it's nice and tam. Rashi has it again here. Yeah. And the Torah disagrees. The Torah says no. All Rava meant to say was it's only that it's not b'mashu. Chametz b'pesach is b'mashu m'shem chomer d'chametz. B'chomer sh'over al pesach is not as chomer, it's not kares. It's not as chomer as chametz b'pesach at all. Chomer al pesach only the Rabbanon. So you don't say b'mashu, but to say that you don't need shishim, how can you say it like that? Avadi you need shishim. So in Shulchan Aruch, it says l'chatchile v'machmir, like the tour, that you need shishim to be mevat l'chomet sh'ava l'pesach. If you don't have shishim, you throw it out. But the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's a big hefzed merubah, then we pass l'chal grashi. What kind of a din is that? Why the din changes? If there's a hefzed merubah, then the laws change. The answer is the laws don't change. Rav Soloveitchik said he heard from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. The pshat is the following. Really, you don't need Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. The Ramo wrote a sefer that's called Toras Chatos. The Shach quotes on every page in Yerideya. In order to understand what the Ramo says, you have to look. It's not enough. The Ramo has comments on the bottom of the page in the tour that's called the Darkei Moshe, on all Arbo Chelkei HaTur, the Darkei Moshe. And then in addition, the Ramo wrote a sefer on Yerideya. That's called Toras Chatos. And he has a lot of very elaborate, he explains everything elaborately over there. So in the Hakdamah to the Toras Chatos, the Ramo himself explains what is this all about, that every so often he's going to write in the Shulchan Aruch something is Aser, but if it's a Hefzed Merubah, then it's Mutah. Why is it Mutah be Hefzed Merubah? What, the Dinim change when it's Hefzed Merubah? If it's too expensive to keep the Jewish religion, then you don't have to keep anything. If it's too expensive to buy a pair of tefillin, $1,000, $2,000, you're not mechuyev. Why? You lose a lot of hefzed merubah to observe Shabbos. If you have a job, you work on Shabbos, make a much more salary. So it's a hefzed merubah, so you don't have to keep Shabbos. What's going on? So the Ramo explains, and Ramo Soloveitchik explains the same thing. When you have sometimes a machlokes, here you have machlokes, Rashi in the tour. So who's right? Who's right? So the answer is, we really hold that Rashi is right. We all know Rashi is right. But the tour was after Rashi. The tour was not as great as Rashi. So really, we should have passed like Rashi. But out of respect to the tour, out of kavod talmid chachamim b'yasa, but there's a limit how far you're mechuyev to go to me mechabed talmid chachamim. So if there's a hefzed merubah, then you're not mechuyev to me mechabed the tour. Not that the dinim of chametz shavah la'pesach change. Even if you don't have shishim, the din is mitam hilchas chametz shavah la'pesach. It's batal b'rayv. You don't need shishim because the din really mikra din is like Rashi. But if there's no hefzed merubah, then we aser it. We aser out of respect for the tour. Kavod talmid chacham. Sometimes you have a machlekes the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. So out of respect to the Rambam, we aser it. But if it's a hefzed merubah, then we're not mechuyev to me mechabed the Rambam. There's a limit how much you mechuyev. But it's not that the din changes. The din in Issa v'Heta doesn't change. The din was always mutter. Even if there's no hefzed merubah, you don't eat it. It's mishum kavod talmid chacham that you don't. You don't want to violate the sheet of the Rambam. You don't want to violate the sheet of the tour. But when there's hefzed merubah, that's a limit. You're not mechuyev to me mechabed talmid chachamim to suffer such a loss. So then, kavod talmid chacham doesn't apply. Yeah. How do you explain this, Rashi? Why do you always need shishim? Because there's a din of tam ki yikar. Why do you say by chametz shavah la'pesach there's no din of tam ki yikar? So we already explained it. We'll explain it again. We'll explain it again with a mashal. We are learning now the second perek. That's perek kol shor. The third perek is perek elu oivrin. So take a look in Eilu Oivrin, Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, about 6-7 lines from the top. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Tvul Yom, Perek Sheni. It's a Nazir also. This is a Sugi of Tam Kiike here. Mem Dalet is the Sugi of Tam Kiike. Nazir, Daf Lamed Vav, the same Sugi, the exact same Sugi. It's important. When we learn that Gemara, hope we'll get that far. When we learn that Gemara, so you have to learn the Gemara and Nazir at the same time with the Taisus and Nazir. Whenever there's a Gemara that's repeated in more than one Masech, they have to go through all the Taisusin. Because when they printed the Shas, so a lot of times they left out a few Taisusin in order that everything should fit on the page. So a lot of times there's missing in Taisus. You have to learn the Taisus in Nazir. You have to learn all the Taisus on the Sugya, wherever it appears, because they're missing lines and they're missing Taisusin. So there's a Mishnah HaMikveh Shal Chulin Val Shum HaShem Shal Truma. So there's a Rash with the same Rash that we had on Mishnayis Trumas, there's a Rash on Taras, so there's a Rash on Mishnayis Tful Yom also. So the Rash has a famous comment that all of the later Poskim quote. He asked the Kasha, why don't you apply Tam Ki Iker in that Mishnah? So he answers, Tam Ki Iker only applies, forget about the Kasha, the Klal that he says, Tam Ki Iker only applies when you're talking about something that's Macholos Asuris, and someone ate it, and he, but it was Betaruvis, it was Betaruvis, so you really should have said it's Batal Bereiv. The Pasuk says, Achar Amlahata, so the Pasuk should tell you that the Iser is Batal Bereiv. Bereiv means that it's less than 50%, but because it's nice and tam, and you ate it, and you tasted it, so that's a din, that tam is kika, so that prevents it from becoming Batal. So the Rash says, Bamedvar Mamurim, if the guy ate it, then you say there's a din. But if you're talking about whether it's Mekabel Tuma or not, whether the miut, let's say the Truma got mixed in with Chulin. And not we're not talking that a Zar ate it. Tvilyom touched it. A Tvilyom can only passel Truma. It can't passel Chulin. And the Truma over here is less than 50%. So if a Zar would eat it, I would say Tam Ki Iker. But we're talking a Zar didn't eat it. A Tvilyom touched the whole mixture. So if you're talking about Maga Tvilyom, it's batel bereiv. The truma is batel bereiv. You can't apply the rule of tam ki iker because they're not talking about eating macholos asuris. So that's over here. Let's say we gave the mashal on that. Let's say you have the Indians worship a totem pole, a wooden totem pole, or a modern person where instead of a wooden totem pole, he has a metal, stainless steel. He worships, he deifies it. So the thing is also banua, avodah zarah is also banua. So let's say someone is cooking soup. It's soup, delicious soup. And then the totem pole is sticking into the soup and it enhances the flavor because the wooden totem pole is sticking, it falls into the soup, or the metal totem pole falls into the soup. So the soup now tastes better than it did before. Would you say Tam Ki Iker? So the Pashto says, no, how can you say Tam Ki Iker? Avodah zarah is not Isuri Achila. Avodah zarah is also Bahanoah. But it's not also bachila. It's a totem pole. It's a piece of wood or it's a piece of metal. So the whole concept of tam ki iker doesn't fly. Tam ki iker applies when you're talking in the parsha of macholos asuris. Basa b'cholav is macholos asuris. Orlok, lo yakerem. Those kind of things are macholos asuris. Seir nazir is also b'ana, but it's not macholos asuris. Some of the macholos asuris are also b'ana. Some of them are only also bachila demuta b'ana. But sometimes you have things that are asa b'hanor, they're not asa b'achila. You're not allowed to eat it because eating is another form of hanor. But you can't say that it's asa b'achila. So let's say we're cooking the delicious soup in the kitchen, kosher soup, and the wood from the totem pole is dipping into the soup and it's burning hot and it gives an asinus tam. And now the soup tastes even more delicious than before. Or the metal of the avodah zarah is leading into the soup. But the wood of the metal is not macholos asuris; it's also b'hanor. So, if it's not macholos asuris, so the pashto says the whole din of tam ki iker doesn't apply. That's what we spoke about. We said this about bishalakum. We said, "Oh, but the chuvus aran, not such a thin little sefer, not so big." So the Ran quotes that there's a machlokes harishanim. The Gemara says, "Why do they prohibit bishalakum if a nochri cooks food? Why is it also?" It's also mishum chasnus, because it may lead to intermarriage. The Chachamim were very concerned about intermarriage. We live in a generation now that it's way above 50% of the Jews are intermarrying. It's 75%, more than 75% of the Jews in America are intermarrying. It's terrible. So the Chachamim prohibited bishalakam and pasakum and stam yenam, all because of the chashash of intermarriage. So the shaila is, let's say, a nochri cooked some food, so you're not allowed to eat it, bishalakum. So do you say bishalakum is also because they declared it as macholos asuris? Oh no, it's not macholos asuris. They said if you're going to eat the bishalakum, it's considered as if you danced, as if you hugged, as if you kissed the nochris, and that may lead, that's a hiskarbis with the nochris, even though the galach who cooked it doesn't have any children. He's single, he's celibate, he doesn't have any children. Still, it's an Issa Bishalakum and Pasakum. The Galachim used to make the wine in the Middle Ages. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch they say, even though the Issa of Stam Yenem is because of Chasnus, and the Galachim don't have any daughters, So still, they made a loyplug rabbanon that you're not allowed to drink stam yenam of the nochri, you're not allowed to eat bishalakam or pasakam because it made lita chasnas. So the Ran says that this is a fundamental machlokes harishanim. What motivated the Tanoim to introduce the Yisam, maybe Anshei Knesset HaGedolim, maybe it's before the Tkufas HaTaim, a very old Gzeira. Bishalakim is a very old Gzeira. What motivated them to make the Gzeira is Chasnus and Melita, intermarriage. So is that the nature of the Gzeira? The eating Bishalakim is considered as if it's his Karvus with the Nochri, with the Nochris, and that's why it's prohibited to eat it? Or did he say no? The motivation was it made lita chasnas, but they declared it as macholas chasnas. So what's the difference? There's three nafkaminas. So one nafkamina is, what if the bishalakum gets mixed in with kosher food? Do you need shishim or is enough bottle bereif? So we pass on the Shulchan Aruch, you don't need shishim. It's bottle bereif. Why? It's not. They never declared it as macholas chasnas. They declared if you eat bishalakum, it's considered as if you're kissing the nachris. So if you're dancing with the nachris, if you're hugging the nachris, and it may lead to intermarriage, but they never declared it as macholas asuras. So even though it enhances the flavor of the food, it's bottle bereif, that's all. If it's less than 50%, the machal heter is more than 50%, and the bishalakim part is less than 50%. So it's bottle bereif, yeah. So that's the same over here, al pi pashto, according to Rashi. The gzeira of chomet she'ova olo ha-pesach, they asked it b'hanoah, but they never asked it b'achila. You're not allowed to eat it because eating is one of the many forms of hanoah. But it's not macholas asuris. It was not macholas asuris, and the whole din of Tam Kika doesn't apply. That's the Rashi's yisoid. The Rashi in Tful Yom, the Perek Bey says, you only apply the din of Tam Kika that it's not bottle, is considered as if it's still bien, if you're dealing with macholas asuris. But if you're not talking, you're talking about something other than macholas asuris, the whole din of Tam Kika doesn't apply. Okay, so getting back again. So that was the Gemara towards the top of Chav Tesem and Aleph. And then the Gemara quotes, we had the problematic Mishnah, Chav Chesem and Aleph, that Chomet shall nochri sha'ova olav ha-pesach is mutter, and Chomet shall yisol shal ha-pesach is aser. So the Gemara said, Mani masnisen, if it's going to Rabbi Yudah, we don't see that Rabbi Yudah distinguishes between chemtza shal yisol, chemtza shal akum. Everything should be awesome, yeah. And if it's according to Reb Shimon doesn't often the whole din of chametz shavah at Pesach. And if it's according to Reb Yisrael Glili, he says chametz bit Pesach is mutter b'hano. So masnis and mani, that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara gave two answers. So the first answer was Rav Acha by Yankim, three lines from the top of Chav Tesem and Aleph. Rav Acha by Yankim says the Mishnah goes like Reb Yudah, and Reb Yudah learns a mamatzino. Yalif sor da achila misor de reiya. Just like there's no bal yura by matzah chomet shal nochri, so too there's no chomet shal ala pesach and chomet shal nochri. Then the Gemara is going to say over here that v'hadabei Rav Acha, here it's about 13 lines from the bottom, 12, 13 lines from the bottom of Chav Tesem and Aleph. So the Gemara says, v'hadabei Rav Acha by Yankam, he backed out. And the Gemara is going to quote a whole long thing till they're going to show that he backed out. Fine. But that's what he said originally. So then the Gemara quotes over here. Hadabei Rav Acha by Yankam Hei the Tanya, because we have a funny braisa. Oichol chametz shel hekdesh b'moed moal. You have to give kerma chemish and bring asham milas yesham loy moal. And there's a Tana who disagrees. Why should it be loy moal? Man yesham, why should there be an opinion that loy moal? Why should there be such a shita that loy moal? So the Gemara says, we don't understand. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, the loy moal is Rav Nachunya ben Hakana, because he holds that just like Hayoy says Yom Kippurim kishabbos, just like Shabbos, the Mishnah says in Bava Kama, serve Kedisha shel chaver b'Shabbos is potter because kam lebi de Rav Mina. So even a serve Kedisha shel chaver b'Yom Kippur, the kor is potter, just like Misa potter from Mammon. So Rav Nachunya ben Hakana, we don't paskin like him. We don't paskin like Rav Nachunya ben Hakana. If you would have held like Rav Chunin ben Hakana, then there's a machlokes. We said then there's machlokes is Abai v'Rava and Ksub is Daf Lamed. The Tosis quotes the third line in the Tosis Man Yesh Omrim. So Tezkot's Machleg Zabai Barabba. What would Rav Nechunya ben Elkanah say when the Misa B'dei Shamayim Patas Mamon? But we don't even paskan that Karis Patas Mamon. Karis is a bigger Einish than Misa B'dei Shamayim. What's the difference between Misa B'dei Shamayim and Karis? So the Gemara says the last daf in Moed Katan. Gemara says that Karis is Mochamer because we assume the person is supposed to die at the age of 50. Misa B'dei Shamayim is supposed to die at the age of 60. So you have an extra 10 years. Tosfos says to Kasha, we see it doesn't correspond to reality. You see, people who are Mechalel Shabbos, Bemezid, that's Kores, and they don't die at 50, they don't die at 60, they don't die at 80. They live to 100 years old. So what happened to the Kores and the Misa B'dei Shamayim? They do all the violation, all the averes on the books. So Tosfos says, Baruch Shalom has Cheshbainis. Maybe the guy gave tzedakah. So because he gave tzedakah, so they want to give him his schar b'olamazeh, so he'll get less olam haba. But the Gemara says like that the difference between Koris and Misa B'dei Shamayim is Koris is supposed to die at the age of 50. Misa B'dei Shamayim is supposed to die at the age of 60. Rashi on our Gemara writes, when he talks about the Koris, Rashi writes that the children will die also. Where is this Rashi? I think it's on our Ahmad. Yeah, here. Rashi Dibur HaMaschil, Rashi An Chof Tesam and Alev, Dibur HaMaschil, Es Yamakipurim Ki Shabbos. He quotes in Shmais Chof Alev, Lo Yasin Anish Yanish, I'm Yasin, Lo Yanish, Af Yamakipurim, Shemisas B'dei Shemaim, Shenichrosim Chayov. He dies earlier, Ubanov. Rashi says that the children die. I think Rashi and Chumash also writes like that. The chorus means that he dies at the young age, and the children die also. So there's a Tosis on the first half in Yevamos, the Beis Amaral, where Tosis disagrees with Rashi. That's Ariri. Ariri means he's going to die without any children, but chorus is not always Ariri. So Tosfos doesn't agree with that Rashi, Ubanov. Rashi and Chumash has that also. Koris means he dies young. That's the Gemara, the last daf in my cotton. Koris, he died by 50. Misa B'dei Shamayim died by 60. And Rashi says the children also die, and Tosfos and Yavam is not so convinced that Rashi is right. So getting back again. So we're talking a person. Why not? He should be chay kerem v'chemish and bring Hashem milas. Yeshamim loy moal. Why man yeshamim? Why should somebody say that you don't pay? So Rabbi Yechanan says in Masbir and Luchuni ben Akane that since he ate the chometz b'pesach, chometz is kareis, since he ate the chometz b'pesach, so it's kom lebi derab mine. Kareis patas from the chiyuv tashlumen. Kareis doesn't pata from the chiyuv Hashem gzeilois. Koris patas from the chiyuv kerem v'chemish of me'ilus, and then Tosfos says the last line in the Tosfos from the Chunyahi that if there's no kerem v'chemish, then you don't bring Hashem me'ilus either. So that's why it says loy moal, kom lebi derab mine patas from the kerem v'chemish, and if there's no kerem v'chemish, then there's no Hashem me'ilus. Fine. So that's Rabbi Yechanan's pshat. Rabbi Yosef gave a different suggestion. Why should there be an opinion loy moal? Rabbi Yosef Amar. The machlekes where the moal loy moal is a machlekes where the poidim is hakochim lahachilon leklovim come fligi. What's the shaila? Mandi yom a moal kasaber poidim is hakochim lahachilon leklovim. Mandi yom a loy moal kasaber ain poidim. What does that have to do with poidim is hakochim? So the answer is like this. When a person is moal behegdish, he has to pay karen b'chaymish. Chaimish is 25% of the Karen. How much is the Karen? How do you assess how much, what is the value of something? So the klal is, kamahu shavalim kabashuk. Kamahu shavalim kabashuk. The Nesivus has this in several of his svarim. He writes this. Let's say there's something that has extreme sentimental value to me. This was the little sitter that kept me alive in the ghetto when I was running away from the Nazis and hiding in the ghetto, hiding in the forest, whatever, in the mountains. So this is the sitter. So if you sell a siddur on the market, it's tiny little siddur and it's all torn up and it's dirty and it's filthy and it's missing a lot of pages. How much would anyone pay for it? They wouldn't even pay a nickel. Who wants to waste money on that torn up siddur? But for me, it has sentimental value. So, and someone destroyed my siddur. So does he have to pay because of the sentimental value? So the Nesiva says, no. Shabbos is always established. Kamahu Shabbat Limka Bashuk. How much Limka Bashuk? How much Limka Bashuk? So you don't pay for sentimental value. Yeah, but let's say the same item. I remember years ago, how many years ago? Maybe 25, 30 years ago. 30 years ago, I was in a car that was hijacked. Why? Because there were a chevra of ganavim who was stealing. What are the fancy cars? I already forgot what the name of the fancy car is. They were stealing these fancy cars and transporting them to Africa. And he sold it in Africa. You got twice as much money if you sell in America. And it paid for them. It paid for them to transport the cars to Africa, the stolen cars, and they got twice as much money. So the same automobile sells in New York for $50,000, and in Africa, you can get $100,000 for it. So let's say somebody crashed up my, I have such a fancy car, someone crashed my car in New York, and had a brand new car, and he crashed it, he destroyed it. So the brand new car in New York is worth $50,000. So can I say, well, I was going to drive it to Africa, and I was going to sell it there in Africa. No. So there's a Mishnah in Erchin, Ein lehegdish on the mekom of v'shaito. If someone was magdish something and the gizba auctions it off to the highest bidder, so the gizba has to say, I'm not going to take a bid lower than the value of the thing. I'm not going to take, let's say, this automobile is worth, here in New York, it's worth $50,000. I will not take a bid less than $50,000. Yeah, but maybe the gizba can take the automobile. He can transport it to Africa also. They'll sell it in Africa and get $100,000. So maybe he shouldn't take less than a bid of $100,000. The answer is no. The Mishnah says, "Ein lehegdish ela mekom v'shaito." There are certain items that are seasonal. Let's say fur coats. If you sell a fur coat in the wintertime, you get more money than if you sell a fur coat in the summertime. Or summer clothing. If you sell summer clothing in the summertime, you get more money than if you sell it in the wintertime. It's going to be on sale in the winter. It's going to cost less. So let's say somebody burnt my fur coat in the summertime. In the summertime, it sells for $1,000 less. In the wintertime, it costs $1,000 more than it does in the summertime. So it depends. Did he burn it in the wintertime or in the summertime? Ein lehegdish, the Mishnah is talking about pidyon hegdish. It says, Ein lehegdish on the mekom of the shaito, means what is the shavius of any item? Kama hosham limka bashuk bosa mokam bosa zman. What do you mean, bosa mokam bosa zman? This man that he burnt the beged, or this man that he was moiled by hegdish, or this man that he wants to be paid at the hegdish. So that's the klal, kama hosham limka. So here, the fellow ate, someone donated a loaf of bread to Hegdish right before Pesach, a day before Erev Pesach. So the gizba put it in the freezer. There's no bali rabbi by matzah and chomish al Hegdish. He doesn't have to sell a chomish to the guy. He put it in the freezer. What is he going to do with it? After Pesach is over, the like chemtza shalakum, over all about Pesach, there's no penalty of chomish over al Pesach. Chemtza shal Hegdish, also, they didn't violate bali rabbi. So there's no isar of chomish over al Pesach, Muhammad Shal Hegdish. So the gizba put it in the freezer. He's going to auction it off after Yonta. It didn't happen. Someone came to the freezer and they ate it up. The Shogeg, they didn't realize that it was Hegdish. They ate it up on Pesach. On Chalamay Pesach, they ate. So what's the din? So Mual, how much do you have to pay? You have to give Kermichemish Kamahu Shabalim Kabashuk. When? Today. The guy ate it on Pesach. So if the gizba would want to sell it on Pesach, how much would he get? He'll get nothing. Who wants to? It's also bano. So you can't get anything from it. Can't get anything from it. Unless he say that he should sell it to a guy. The gizba should sell it to a guy. So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss. Rav Yosef Amar. The question is, Avada Yamoel Behegdish. You ate Chomet Shal Hegdish on Pesach, and Avada Yamoel Behegdish. But the question is, how much do you pay? You pay Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk Bosa Mokka Bosa Zman. I ate it on the first day Chalamai Pesach. I ate it B'Shegeg. So how much is the Keren? And the Chomet is going to be another 20%. Another 25% of the keren is going to be keren chaimish. How much is it? So if the din is ein poyim is akach malachil and aklovim, if you're not allowed to feed it to the dogs, so then you're not allowed to feed it to the nochar mida. We'll soon discuss it in a minute. Then you can't sell it to a goy. You can't sell it to the goy. So you can only sell it to a Jew. But the Jews, no one's going to buy it on Pesach. You can't buy it on Pesach because it's also bahanah. The Gizba could have saved it. He was planning. He put it in the freezer. He was planning to save it till after Pesach and to auction it off to the highest bidder after Pesach. Yeah, but you have to. But the fella ate it on Pesach. That's the klal in the Mishnah in Erchenei laHegdash al Mekom Avishaito. You have to judge the day that the fellow ate it, the one of his Moel BaHegdash, the day that he ate it, how much was it worth then? How much could the Gizba have gotten? So if you hold, if you put him as a coach, machilin le klovim who adinami lachilin la akum, so the gizba could have sold it to the guy. He would have gotten the full $2 for the loaf of bread. But if you hold ain put him as a coach, machilin le klovim who adinami la akum, then on Pesach he couldn't sell it to a guy, not allowed to. Then and he can't sell it to a Jew because Jews are worthless. It's not shavu pruta, so there's nothing to pay. So if there's no Kerem HaChemish, then there's no Hashem Me'ilos. So this Machloikis is where the Poyim is HaKotch Malachin L'Klobim. Where is this? The Gemara says it's a Machloikis. The Poyim come with Ligi. Man the Amal Mal, because of the Poyim is HaKotch Malachin L'Klobim. Man the Amal Mal, ain't Poyim is HaKotch. What's the Machloikis? So Rashi presents it as if it's a Machloikis on a level of their eyes. Tosafot disagrees with Rashi. Rashi says, you have a Pasuk. You see the Rashi, four lines from the bottom. He quotes a Gemara in Temura. Plukta de Tanoi bit Temura daf lamed aleph. You have a pasuk. Rak b'chalabas nafshecha tizbach v'yachalta boser. So the Gemara says that pasuk is talking about psulei hamugdoshim. Psulei hamugdoshim is a technical term. It means you had a korban that had a kedushas aguf lamizbeach, and then it got a mum kavua. So psulei hamugdoshim shehum muvin ivdu. It got a mum kavua. If it gets a mum oiver, you can't be paided. You have to wait till it gets a mum kavua. You can't be makrated if it has a mum oiver, but you can't be paided either, unless it has a mum kavua. Mum kavua, Rab Chaim Oizer, and the Chuvas quotes a Tosfos in Temura, if I'm not mistaken. I think maybe it's in Pcheres, Tosfos in Pcheres, that mum kavua means it's not going to get better by itself. If you do surgery, it will get better. But since by itself it's not going to get better, that's called a mum kavua. And you can be paid now, even though there is a part that Gizba may be interested in doing the surgery. It may be worth more. If he does the surgery, it'll become the whole mum will disappear. The Kozman, you didn't do the surgery. Tosis and Pchera says that that's called a mum kavua. So there are two types of pidyon. Some, let's say, is in Magdusha, a library with 50,000 books, 100,000 books, worth a fortune of money. Some is Magdusha, a house worth millions of dollars. So it never had a Kedusha Zaguf Lamizbech in the first place. It only had a Kedusha Zdomim. Either he's Magdashit Lebedek HaBayis, they should auction it off to the highest bid and the money, the proceeds go to fix up the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh Lebedek HaBayis, or he's Magdashit the Kedusha Zdomim Lamizbech. He wants them to auction it off to the library, the house, auction it off to the highest bidder. And the money that they get should go to buy shlamim, or should go to buy oilo. If the money is supposed to go to buy shlamim, then it's only kedusha shlamim la mizbeach of kach mekalim. Then there's no din me'ilo. That's what we had. There was a tesis over here about the atzei shlamim. Where was that tesis? Here, the tesis on chob zayin on the base. The little tesis. A one-line to have him. What's a look? Maybe atzei shlamim. What do you mean atzei shlamim? Someone was magdish lags that they should auction it off to the highest bidder, and the money that they get should go to buy shlamim. So there's no me'ila on shlamim. Shlamim is kachim kan. There's no me'ila. So me'ila ana atzeh shlamim. The kedusha is damim l'shlamim. Also, there's no me'ila. If there's no me'ila, then it's not yotze l'chulin. It's only yotze l'chulin. That was the context of that gemara. Hegdish is yotze l'chulin aydei me'ila, but it's only if it's kachim. Either kachim or kachim berek habayis. But if it's kachim is be'ach and it's only shlamim, kachim kalim, then there's no din me'ila and it's not yotze l'chulin. So Rashi quotes a Gemara in Temura. The Gemara says in Temura that pasuk in Chumash, Tisbach ve'achalta basar, is speaking about psule hamikdashim, a korbim shuhumam v'nifde, it got a mum kavua, and you paid it. And then when you paid it, so what can you do with it? So it says, hatamer ato yachta v'achlenu katzvi v'cho ayo. Even though usually you're not allowed to shecht karbonas chutz la'azara, shchuti chutz is an isa kareis, but once the carbon gets a mum kavu and you paid it, then you're permitted to shecht el chutz lazar. And usually, if you shecht the carbon in the Beis Hamikdash and the azara, and then you zorek the dam, aradam tami is not permitted to eat the carbon. A tami is not allowed to eat kachim. But over here, hatami v'tayach del chelana katzvi v'chayol. Here, I was paid the carbon, so I can shecht el chutz lazara. And the tummy can also eat it. There's no isa for the tummy to eat it. So the pasuk says, Tizbach v'achalta basar. So the Gemara learns out three drushes from the words. Tizbach v'lo giza, you're not allowed to shear off the wool. V'achalta v'lo l'klovecho, only you can eat it. You can't feed it to the dogs. V'achalta basar v'lo cholov. You're not allowed to, if it's a female cow, you're not allowed to milk the cow. You have to be paid it. You have to shecht it right away. You're not allowed to milk the cow. So Rashi says, if you look in the Gemara and Temura, it's a machlekes hatanaim. They darshan two things from the pasuk or three things. So we usually assume three things: tizbach v'lagiza, basa v'lachol v'chalta v'laklavecha. And then he says, and there's another Tana who says not so. The other Tana holds, what does Rashi say? V'ika. And there's another Tana, the Dara Tishbach v'yachalta, ein l'cha behem heter achila, elo l'ach hazvich, anamute giza v'cholav, avalo l'klavecha lo darish. He only darshans two out of the three. He doesn't darshan v'lo l'klavecha. So Rashi says it's alluding to a machlokes hatanoim on the level of the raisa, but the darshan v'yachalta v'lo l'klavecha. Tosis does not agree with Rashi. Tosis quotes, Hikshra ben Atam. Tosis ain't putim is hakachim. So Tosis says the whole machlek is hatanoim. Where the putim is hakachim, achinon leklovim, what Rashi quoted, that's only if the psulei hamikdashim originally had a kedushas haguf lamizbeach. So the quote is a Mishnah in Bchoris, daf yud dalet. Mishnah Mechoras Daf Yud Dalet draws a distinction. If I magdish an animal as a korban oila, but it has a mum kavua already. It already has a mum kavua. So the Mishnah says it never gets a kedusha haguf lamizbeach. Only gets if I magdish, let's say, furniture. I magdish eitzim lishlamim. That Tosfos that we had before, what that was in the previous daf, Chavzainim base, Atzei Shlomim. Atzei Shlomim, Amagdish logs that the Gizba should auction off the logs to the highest bidder, and then the money, the proceeds that they get from selling the logs to go to buy Shlomim. So that's a Kedusha Zdamim Lamizbeach. So here, Tosfos quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah Mechoras Daf Yudalin. If I magdish an animal and it's a behemoth tamima, or it has a mum iver that's can heal by itself, so it gets a kedushas haguf lamizbeach. Then if later on it develops a mum kavua, then you can be paida. But then it's called psuli hamagdoshim. It once had, because when I was magdish it had no mum at all, or it had only a mum iver. So it was chal when I magdish, I raise a shlamem, I raise a oil, I raise a chatos, whatever. So it gets a kedusha haguf lamizbeach, a full kedusha, and then later on, if it develops a mum kavu, and then you can be paid. That's one din of pidyon. That's a din of pidyon. It's still the Gemara has an expression once the animal has a kedusha aguf, it's not going to disappear. The kedusha aguf is not going to disappear. Even though the animal gets a mum kavun, you paid it, it's not yotze l'chulin. It's going to retain the kedusha. The Gemara says, let's say you had psul hamakdashim shahuma muvanif to had a korban, and it develops a mum kavua, and then we paid it. After you paid it, still I said tmura. I said harezu tachazu. I want to substitute bemes chulin instead. So the Gemara says that it's oisa tmura. Why is it oisa tmura? The answer is it still has the kedusha aguf lamizbech even after pidyon. Aye, but isn't that what pidyon is all about? The answer is no. There are two kinds of pidyon. Sometimes there's a pidyon that's for the purpose of being mafkir the kedusha. The fellow is magdish a diamond ring. He was magdish a golden watch. He was magdish a whole library that's worth thousands of dollars. So it only got in the first place kedusha is damim. Kedusha is damim lamizbech. So when you pay that, it's a pidyon hamafkir kedusha. There's no kedusha left at all. Zero. There's nothing left. Masha'enikain, if the animal didn't have a mum at all, or it had a mum oiver, and I'm magdish it as a carbon, so gets a kedusha aguf lamizbech. And then if it gets a mum kavua, then you have a right to be paida. Even after you paida, it's not a pinyon hamafkir kedusha, it's a pinyon hamatir. That usually carbonus you're not allowed to shech them chutz lazara. This one you are allowed to shech chutz lazara. Usually carbonus after you shech them, a tummy is not allowed to eat it. Here it says a tummy vato yachte vechlenu katzvi v'chayol. He is permitted. The tummy is permitted to eat it. They asked the ragachava. They have a collection of letters that the yeshiva bachmi used to send the ragachava all the time. So somebody asked them, is it permissible to shech the psula hamikdashim in the azara? A carbon that got a mum kavu and you were paid it. Is there an isa chulim bazara? So he said it could be muta. He says he doesn't know. He says it could be cool wet bleed that is muta. It's not chulim bazara. It's still kachim. If you have a carbon that got a kudush zaguf lamizbeach and then it develops a mum kavu and the Torah allows you to be paid there, so that's not a pidyon hamafkir kedushin. It retains the kedusha even after you paid it. It's not really yotze l'chulin. We call it the Yipayda Yotze L'chulin, but it's not really, it's a pidyon hamatir. If it only had, if in the first place it only had a kedusha damim lamizbeach, then when you do a pidyon, then the whole kedusha's damim vanishes. That's a pidyon hamafkia kedusha. But if initially it started off with the kedusha aguf lamizbeach, because it had no mum at all, or it had a mum oiver, and then later it develops a mum kavua, then the Torah allows you to be put, that's a pidyon hamatir. It's not that's Rav Soloveitchik's Lushainis. That's a pidyon hamata. It's not a pidyon hamafkir kedusha. So it's still oisa tmura even after you paid it. And it's still asa begiza b'avayda. The Gemara says psul hamakdoshim. It's still asa begiza b'avayda. And you like it? There's a love. Les sogas b'chosherecha. Les sogas. Les what does it say? Les savet b'chosherecha. Les sogas b'chortzenecha. Giza b'avayda. Is a kachim kalim. So even kachim kalim, there's an isa giza v'avoida. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the first parak, the isa giza v'avoida, you like it even if it's a psul hamikdashim shehumu v'nivdu. It still retains the kedusha's carbon even after you paid it. It's a pidyon ha. It's not a pidyon hamafkir kedusha. It's a pidyon hamater. It allows the tameim to eat it. And you may shecht it if you want to, you may shecht it chutz lazor, but it may be that you can even shecht it in the azor. That's what the Raga Chava said. It still is a carbon. Then maybe there's no isa of chulim bazor, shecht and chulim bazor. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a chiddush. Rav Soloveitchik used to say it over. They say Rav Belvala Soloveitchik said this over in the name of his brother, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. I remember when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, so Rabbi Gerelik had children who are learning in Yerushalayim by Rab Beryl Soloveitchik, the son of Rab Belvala Soloveitchik. He passed away a long time ago. So they wrote their father a letter. They wrote Rabbi Gerelik a letter that Rab Beryl Soloveitchik just said yesterday in the name of Rab Moshe Soloveitchik, name of Rab Belvala Soloveitchik, that he said the name of his brother. Rab Moshe Soloveitchik was older than Rab Belvala Soloveitchik. This, the following Kiddush, that he thought that the Gemara says in Chulin that Shechitas Kachim and Shechitas Chulin are different. Shechitas Kachim, Misasik, is puzzle. Shechitas chulin, let's say a person is throwing a knife in order to hit a target, and accidentally an animal happens to walk by and it gets geshochten. So shechita ain't a tzircha kavana. That's a machlok zehatanoim, and we pass on shechita doesn't need kavana. Nika gabra. He was throwing it. He threw the knife in order to hit a target, but he didn't realize that an animal is going to walk in between. So v'shchitas chulin, you don't need kavana. But shchitas kochim, misasik v'shchitas kochim is possible. You need kavana. So Moshe Soloveitchik thought that the shchita on the psula hamikdashim has to be a shchitas kochim. And just like misasik is possible v'shchitas kochim, misasik will be possible v'shchitas psula hamikdashim, because it's still a shchitas kochim. And the shchitas kochim was materit. So that's why we say tizbach v'lagiza basa v'lachol v'achalt v'lo l'klavecha. Because to feed to the kelev, you don't need shchita. To feed to the goy, to feed to the kelev, you don't need shchita. The only time you're allowed to eat it, it's really hegdish. So you need a shchita to be materit. So the shchita is only mater for Jews, for klovim or for nochrim. They don't need shchita. So the shchita is not matter for them. Shchita is not matter cholam. Shchita is not matter giza. Shchita is only matter the basar. So all the three dinim, tizbach v'la giza, basar v'la cholam, v'la chalt v'la l'klavecha, they're all revolve about the same thing. That shchita's psuli hamikdashim has to be a shchita's kachim. And the shchita's kachim, the Torah shchita's kachim is the matter. So shchita can't be matter cholam. Shchita is only matter basar. And it can't be matter giza. And it can't be matter for achilas behema. For achilas ha'akum, they don't need shchita. So it's only a matter for a Jew who needs the shchita. So Rav Elbel said it over the name of his brother, and he had a kasha. There's a Mishnah in Pchoris that seems to contradict it. Okay, the kasha is a very strong kasha. Kasha is a strong kasha against it, but it's an interesting suggestion that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had. So here, Tosis points out, but Hikshar Rabbeinu Tam had a kasha. What's the case we're talking about over here? Somebody donated a loaf of bread to Hegdish 2 days before Pesach. So the Gizber is not going to succeed in getting a customer. He's not going to auction it off. Everybody's getting rid of their chometz. Nobody wants to buy another loaf of bread. In the days of the Tanoim, days of the Bayesheni, they didn't have the institution of Mechiras Chometz like we have. You have a freezer full of chometz and you sell it all to the guy. They didn't have that. They didn't have freezers and they didn't have the whole institution of Mechiras Chometz. That's a recent thing. That was developed in recent years. So the so the case in the Gemara is that right before Pesach, somebody donated a chametzdik, a loaf of bread, to Hegdish. The Gizba puts it in the freezer, and he plans. There's no bayura by matzah. Shall chayatarav alatarav shall Hegdish shall gavoya. There's no bayura. He's going to save it till after Pesach. Then the day after Pesach, he's going to auction it off to the highest bidder. So came on Chalamite Pesach, someone came accidentally, and they ate up the loaf of bread. So the shaila is, how much does he have to pay? If there's no Karmel Chemish, then there's no Hashem Eilus. How much does he pay? So on Pesach, he can't eat it. So he's not going to buy it for his own purpose. He should eat it. What's he going to? We're going to sell it to a goy. Are you allowed to sell it to a goy? So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. What kind of kedusha are you talking about over here? A loaf of bread. A loaf of bread never had a kedusha that guf lam is beach. Loaf of bread only had Kedusha as Damim. So Kedusha as Damim, once you're going to be paided, it's going to mafkir the whole Kedusha. If you add a Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach, then after you paid it, it's only a pidyon hamater, it's not a pidyon hamafkir Kedusha. So even after you paid, there's still an Isa Giza, Vavaida, and Vachalta Lola Klavecha. But if you have something that never had a Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach in the first place, a loaf of bread, the maximum we can have is a kedusha damim la mizbeach. A kedusha damim lebedek abayis, but it's not going to have kedusha guf la mizbeach. So Tosfos shows from Choras Daf Yudalid where the Mishnah draws the contrast. If kodam mum kavua lehegdeshoi, then the korban only gets, then the animal that has a mum kavua at the time I magdish it only gets a kedusha damim la mizbeach. And then if you paid it, it's mutter. Everything is mutter. For sure, it's mutter lahachila leklav. Everything is mutter. But if it's kodem hegdesha lemumo, it didn't have a mum kavu at the time I was magdish. So initially, it did get a kedusha guf lamizbeach, and then it developed a mum kavu, and then I was poided. So then it's a pinyon hamate, but it's not a pinyon hamafkia kedusha. So then there's a discussion, what Rashi quotes, whether mutter lachila leklav or asa lachila leklav. And here we're talking about a loaf of bread. So Tahiksha bin Atam, a loaf of bread never had a Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach. So it's like the parallel case there in the Mishnah Mechores Yudala would be, if you're a Magdish and animal Lamizbeach, they had a Mum Kabu already. So it only gets a Kedusha's Damim Lamizbeach, Kedusha's Dam Lamizbeach, then the Pidyon is a Pidyon HaMafkiya Kedusha. So of course it's Mutal Achila L'Klop. That's the Rabbein Tam's Kash. So what's the answer? The Tiritzri, that's Rabbein Tam's Kash. So on the second wide line, it says, the line begins with Tiritzri. The Ri was the nephew of the Rabbein Tam. The Talmud of Rabbein Tam, Tiritzri, the Ochel Kaba. Ein Poidim is mid the Rabbonim. Ein Poidim is mid the Rabbonim. Ein Poidim is Achachim, Lachila Leklovim, is only a din mid the Rabbonim. It's not Minat Torah. But on the level of the Raisa, it is Poidim Lachila Leklovim. So he asked the Kasha, so how does it take off the din of Me'ilah? But on the level of the Raisa, it is Mutal Lachila Leklovim. So you can sell it to a Goy, and the Goy will eat it, or he'll feed it to the dogs. I'll feed it to the dogs. So it is worth money. The Gizbo could have sold it to a Goy. So just because Mede Rabbani, you're not allowed to, so it changes the din of Mamila. The taste is not very lit Maya. Otamishim Chashosha de Rabban, because of a Chumra Mede Rabban, not Chashosha. Probably should say Chumra. Otamishim Chumra de Rabban, and Afkir Mila de Raisa. The answer is yeah. Let's say something is Asa Bahanah Mede Rabban. Chomitz Bishor Shishis is only Asa Mede Rabban. So the Rashi said in the beginning of the Masechta, if you mekadesh an isha bechita koy denaisa, mishor shishes, here was it. Yeah, and Zayin Amid Aleph on the third line from the top. Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav Chia by Yosef Amar Rav. Rav said, mekadesh mishay shos alamayla. So Rashi learns shay shos alamayla means mishor shishes. Shor shishes chom is only also b'hanom the Rabbanan. So he says, she's ain't a mukudeshes. Why is she ain't a mukudeshes? But on the level of the rice, it's mutabahanoa. So why is she ain't Bukadesh? The answer is because it's not Shavu Pruta. Because since Mede Rabbanan, they said it's also bahanoa, so no one's allowed to buy it. Also bahanoa, you're not allowed to buy it. So and how do you establish the Shavius of items? Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk. So Jews will not buy it. So Mimele, it's not Shavu Pruta. Shavu Pruta depends Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk. So that's what Taisus answers. You shouldn't ask Akasha. Then lit maya because of a chumra mid the rabbanon, you take off the din meila mid the raisa. There's a different gemara. They're alluding to a different gemara in bar mitzia. That if on the level of the raisa, there's meila, so din the rabbanon doesn't change it. The Tais says no, but the rabbanon, if it's also banos, no one's going to pay any money for it. Fine. So then Tais continues on Omid Beis. And the Tosis on Amud Beis, Rav Ashi Omar, so Tosis explains there's room to distinguish if you're talking about Psule HaMekdoshim Shehum Amuvin Ivdu, you had something that once had Kedusha HaGuf LaMizbeach, you were Magdish, it didn't have a Mum at all, or it had a Mum Iver, it didn't have a Mum Kavua. So the animal at one time had a Kedusha HaGuf LaMizbeach. And then it gets a mum kavua, and then you pay it. So that's psula hamkadoshim shumur. So that's on the level of the raisa. So then you have all the three dinim. It says tizbar for lagiza basav lachal lachal to v'lo lekavecha. You're only allowed to have Jews eat it. You can't feed it to the dogs and can't feed it to a goy either. but if you're talking about kedushas damim. That you were paid a loaf of bread. It never had a Kedusha Guf LaMizbeach. It's only Kedusha Damim in the first place. So then when you paid it, it's Yotze L'chulin L'gamri. So everyone agrees on the level of the Raisa. It's Mutal Achila L'Klovim. So mid the Rabbana, they said it's a Bizoin HaKedusha, you're not allowed to feed it to the dogs. So that's all just, you're not allowed to feed it to the dogs, but to feed it to a Goy, that would be okay. They only asked it a Bizoin HaKedush. When you're applying the dinim in Torah, tizbach v'lagiza, basav l'chol v'chal to lov k'lavecha, so all the three dinim apply. But if it's, if the Hegdish never had Kedusha Guf in the first place, it was a loaf of bread, it only has Kedusha Zamin l'mizbeach, so then when you paid it, the whole Kedusha is removed l'gamre. So then the whole discussion only is midirabbanan. It's, you're not allowed to pay the l'hach l'klovim. So that's only lahacha leklovim, but lahacha legoi, you would be allowed to. So that's what Tosis asks. So why can't you sell it to a goy? And the goy will eat it. Who says the goy is going to feed it to his dog? The goy can eat it himself. So Tosis says, yeah. So Tosis discusses that. But it's clear. What Tosis points out is clear. There are two different types of pidyon. If you're doing a pidyon on something that's only kedushas damim la mizbeach, so then the pidyon is mafkir the whole kedusha. It's a pidyon ha-mafkir kedusha. But if it's a pidyon on something that had a kedusha guf la mizbeach, so then even after the pidyon, it's only a pidyon ha-matir. It allows you to shech the chutz la migdush. It allows it to meim to eat it. Hatom avatar yachtev yachlenu. But it's not mafkir the kedusha. So even after the pinyon, it still has kedusha guf la mizbeach. And then you have the restrictions ben haTorah. Also lachila leklovim. Yeah. So that's the gemara. If the din is mutar lachila leklovim, then how does it have shabbos? The gizba can sell it to a guy. He'll sell it to a guy. And the guy is mutal achil leklavim. But if it's also achil leklavim, then he's not allowed to sell it to the guy. He'll sell it to the guy and say, only you should eat it. Don't feed it to the dogs. So Satay says, we're not going to trust the guy. I will say, we'll only sell it to the guy if he's going to eat it in front of us. He'll eat it right in front. We'll have some representative of Hegdish. We'll be watching when he eats. The Tosfos says it's too hard to restrict it. It's not going to work. That was Rav Yosef's interpretation, that the machlokes, whether mol or loy mol, depends, does it have any shabbos? If it has no shabbos, if it's also levdosa lachilu leklavim, so they can't sell it to the goy, because he may feed it to the dogs. So it's kamu shavalim kabashuk, a zero. Can't sell it to a Jew because the Jews can't get has no Shabbos. It's also banu on Pesach, and the fact that it's going to be worth money after Pesach, but ain lahegdash al makom of the shaito. That's the Mishnah and Erechin. So right now, on the fella ate it ha'echol chomet shel hegdash b'Pesach. He ate it on Chalamoid. He ate it on Pesach. So ain lahegdash al makom of the shaito. The day that he ate it, the gizbar would not have been able to auction it off to anybody. Couldn't sell it to the goy because the goy is going to violate the din. So that's the first version of what Rabbi Yosef said. Then the Gemara says, "Rav Acha bar Rav Toni la laha shmeita mishmeita Rabbi Yosef b'hai lishna." He had a tradition that Rabbi Yosef had a comment on the machlekes hatanaim whether moal or loy moal, but he said differently, not the way. By the time the Gemara was written down, it was so many years later, the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, was written down to the days of the Tekuvas HaGoinim. There were Rabbanus HaBaroi, and then were Goinim, and later Goinim, a few generations as Goinim. By the time the Gemara was written down, there were two versions of what Rabbi Yosef said. So the first version was that Rabbi Yosef said the Machlekes were the Moal or Loi Moal, depends, but Poydim Esau Kashan, Achiluk Laban, Kama Fligi. That's the Machlekes. Does the Dinder Rabbanan apply over here or not? But the second version of Rabbi Yosef was Beholishna, a totally different version. The Kuli Alma, everybody agrees, ain't paid him, so Koch Machil and the Klovim, so he can't sell it to a guy. What's the machlokes here in the case when Oichol Chametz Bepes, Oichol Chametz Shal Hegdish Bemoid, Chalamoid Pesah, Hoch, Behol Chametz Fligi, Vedob Hagram, the Mamma, Kim Mamma Domim, and the Amamal, Kasab Dom Gamaman, Kim Mamma Dom, and the Amalamal. What does mean Dabar Gram Lamon? So on the side in the Bargin, the Masaras Hashas, they give you cross references from Baba Kama. The exact same expression appears there, but it doesn't mean the same thing over there. There it's a totally different thing. And the Mishnah there in Baba Kama has the following din. Let's say a person says, Harezu Shlomim. He's Magdash Akarbin Shlomim. Magdusha Karbin Oila. And a ganav steals it. And Tavach HaMachar. So the din is that you don't pay Karen Kefel Dalad Vehe, you don't pay to Hegdish. The Pasuk says, Shalom Shnaim, Lireyehu Velo Lehegdish. You don't pay Kefel to Hegdish. Once you don't pay to Kefel, so you don't pay Dalad Vehe. Dalad Vehe includes the Karen and the Kefel. Chamisha Boker Shalom Tachas Hashah, the Arba Tzon Tachas Haseh, the Arba Tzon Tachas Haseh includes the Karen and the Kefel and another two times the value of the animal. And Chamisha Boker Shalom Tachas Hashah includes the Karen and the Kefel and it's another three times the value of the animal because he was Tavach HaMochar, a Shor, Tavach HaMochar, a Seh. Tavach HaMochar, the Shor, so you pay Chamisha Boker Shalom Tachas Hashah, Arba Tzon Tachas Haseh. So the Mishnah quotes the Tana Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon Baichoy, the author of the Zohar. The Mishnah quotes Reb Shimon and makes a statement. It depends whether it's Hegdish that is Chai B'Achri Yusoy or not. If he said, Hare Alai Lahavi Oila, Hare Alai Lahavi Shlomim, and he designated this animal as the Shlomim of the Oila. Now, if this animal is going to be stolen, someone's going to shecht it, he's going to ruin the whole animal, so I'm going to be Mechuyev. And someone did steal it. Someone stole it and shecht it and ate it. He didn't care. He didn't know that it was Hegdish, let's say. So even though once I'm Hegdish, once I'm Magdish, there shouldn't be any dinim of Kefa Dalad Vehe, but since by the Ganap stealing and he's mopsed me, I'm going to have to pay to bring another carbon all over because I said Hare Alai. If I said Hare Zu, then it's Kachem Shenachai Bachri Yusim. And if a Ganap steals it and he eats it and it disappears, I'm not Chai Bachri Yusoy, so it's not Shali. I donated it to Hegdish, so the Ganav doesn't have to pay me Kerem Kefal. But if I said Hare Alai Lohavi Shlomim, Hare Alai Lohavi Oilo, and then I designated this Hareza Linidri, and the Ganav stole it, and he ate it, or he killed it, and I have to, so his stealing it is Mafsid me, you have to designate another animal all over again. So that's called Kochim Shechai Bachri Yusoy. So then Reb Shimon, we don't pass like Reb Shimon, I'll be pashtus. So Reb Shimon holds, Dabra gam l'mamin kim mamin domi. Since the gun of stealing the animal caused me a hefsid, so it's considered as if I am the bailum. Let's say I'm a tenant in an apartment building, and the whole apartment building burns down. So the landlord lost that. He doesn't have an apartment. That's not my loss. If I own my own house and my house burns down, so I lost that. Whoever owns the property that was destroyed by an accident, he's the one, when an accident occurred, he's the one who suffers the loss. So that's where Rab Shimon says, Dabe ha-gorem le-mamen is ke-mamen dami. If I said, Hari alai lo-havi shlomim lo-havi aylo, and then I designated this animal, so the ganav steals the animal, I'm the one who's suffering the loss. I'm going to have to bring another animal as the korban, because I said, Hari alai. So Dobar Gam Lamamin, I'm treated as if I'm the Bailam. So the Ganav who stole it pays me Kefal Dalavahe. The Pashta says we don't pass on like Reb Shimon. There is an opinion that we do pass on like Reb Shimon. That's based on a Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma talks about Dainin and Dina de Garmi. What is Dina de Garmi? So we will not succeed in explaining this in the remaining 5 minutes. So maybe we'll break here and we'll continue tomorrow. There is a Gemara in Bava Kamma. Maybe it's on Daf Kuf Hei. Here it says on the side, Bava Kamma Daf Kuf Hei Amar Al. We've got to take a look. The Gemara links together two dinim, Danin and Dinim Garmi, but Dabar HaGarm Lamamin, because here it's called Garmi, here it's called Dabar HaGarm Lamamin. So one of the Rishonim, I forgot already who, one of the regular Rishonim says that since we do Paskin, Dainin and Dinin Gami, like Rab Meir, so therefore it means that we Paskin like Rab Shimon, the Dorogam Lamamin Kamamin Dami. So one of the Rishonim says we do Paskin like Rab Shimon. But all the other Rishonim disagree. No, the Gemara rejected it, that the two are absolutely not connected whatsoever. Anyway, but when the Gemara calls about Dorogam Lamamin, our Gemara, doesn't have the same connotation as there. Okay, so tomorrow we'll have to pick up from here. Good. Have to have a... Yes.